I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, January 18th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. This morning, we've got a couple of things to cover with David Sanger, who's chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Carrie.
First, let's talk about Haiti. How do you evaluate the Obama administration's response to the earthquake?
Well, you know, Carrie, you can never do enough in these situations, and of course, you know, the need in Haiti is so great. But I have to say that having seen a number of different administrations respond to different crises, from Katrina to the awful events in Indonesia a few years ago, I thought that the Obama administration moved very quickly. And one thing that was unusual to my mind was that there were members, senior members of the National Security Council, who left the White House and flew down to make sure that bottlenecks were being cleared.
Let's move to China. Explain to us the conflict between Google and China, and tell us, what's the problem with stopping this kind of cyber attack?
You know, I think this may be one of the most fascinating indications of the future of foreign policy conflicts between the U.S. and China. Google has long agreed, in order to get into China, that they would censor the results of Chinese searches. So if you're in China and you type in Tiananmen Square massacre, you don't come up with much in a Google search. They felt very uncomfortable about this. At the same time, Google competes with a big Chinese search engine. And all of a sudden, Google, a month ago, began to receive big attacks on its own code and track them back to a computer server in Taiwan, of all places. Well, it turns out this came from the mainland, but the problem is it's impossible to figure out if this was a government-orchestrated attack or whether it was commercial or just some very ingenious hackers.
So let's talk a little bit about Google's response.
Well, Google announced that they would no longer censor results in China, and they knew what that meant. They will probably be asked to leave China. And the Chinese immediately came back and said everybody who operates in China has to obey the law. But at the same time, Google is trying to create a little bit of deterrence here. It's trying to say if the Chinese mess with Google itself, if they launch cyber attacks, which are hard to prevent, then there will be a price, and the price will be that Chinese users will not have the access to Google, and of course many young Chinese want that access.
Finally, what are the top political stories we're going to be taking a look at this week in Washington?
Well, the biggest, of course, will be this senatorial election in Massachusetts to fill Teddy Kennedy's old seat. If the Democrats lose that election in the bluest of blue states, President Obama has a big problem. And, of course, this is the crunch week of trying to reconcile the health care bill. And these two issues are related because if President Obama and the Democrats lose that Democratic seat, they're going to have to rush to get the health care bill through, or they're going to not have their 60 votes.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you.
New York Times chief Washington correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.